What is up, everybody? Welcome to the All Punked Up Podcast. I'm Tyler Winters, and guys, there's been something on Bailey and I's minds for quite some time, and we've mentioned it before on this podcast, but I want to make a complete show out of it. Basically, I've made references to how I'd like to see pop punk artists change up their lyrical writing and take a page out of what country artists do. And thinking back to how many times I've actually said this, it got me thinking, pop punk doesn't need to just take a page out of what country songwriters do. Pop punk needs to invade country music. Guys, before we get started with this episode, I want to thank everyone who has signed up for our weekly scene newsletter so far. We've had a number of signups lately, and I can't thank you enough. We've been sending these newsletters out weekly for the last couple of years, and I hope it's giving you the value you expect and that I hope to give. So in case of those who don't know, All Punked Up sends out a weekly scene newsletter that's filled with all of the happenings from around the scene. All of the news without any of the fluff or the BS that some publications throw in throughout the week. It's only the stuff that we think you should know and want to know. So if this sounds like something you'd be interested in, sign up and give it a try. It's absolutely free and you'll receive one email a week so you can stay up to date with all of the scene news and music releases. We basically look for and gather all the scene news so you don't have to. And then we deliver it to your inbox every Sunday. You can sign up now at allpunkedup.com/subscribe. That's allpunkedup.com/subscribe. I'll leave a link in the show notes to make it easier just for you. So with that out of the way, let's continue on with our topic. So again, pop punk doesn't need to take a page out from what country music songwriters do, but pop punk needs to invade country music. And for those of you who may not have heard me say or know what I mean by taking a page out of what country songwriters do, what I mean by this is I think when it comes to pop punk lyrics, the lyrics are somewhat poetic in a way. And sometimes they come off as pretty vague. You get a sense of what the lyrics are talking about, but not fully. I sometimes think it's hard to relate to some emo or pop punk songs because the lyrics aren't straightforward enough. And this isn't saying that all pop punk songs are this way, but I do think the majority of them need to be less broad and more narrowed down. I shouldn't have to listen to a song, you know, two or three times to get an understanding of what the lyrics are trying to convey, right? So my recommendation to pop punk artists is that instead of being vague in your lyrics, maybe try to master the art of storytelling, much like country music is all about. Now, I'd argue that Blink-182's Damn It is one of the better storytelling songs out there when it comes to pop punk. Mark Hoppus's lyrics paint the story of a breakup and the difficulties of seeing a former partner with another person. The way this song is written makes you listen to the entire song because it pulls you in. You wonder what's going to happen, and you're hooked. So overall, storytelling, especially when we're talking about the way country songwriters do it, it allows you to take the listener through a 3-minute journey, a beginning, a middle, and an end, while making the chorus tie into each individual verse. So that's what country songwriting is all about, and that's why, when done right, almost anyone can feel or relate to something when listening to a country song. Now, I want to be clear that I'm not talking about writing cliche country lyrics that reference cowboys, horses, trucks, beer, you name it. I really think that stuff is a little bit overplayed on country radio too often. What I'm really talking about here is telling an actual story in the song. And I'll explain this style of writing a little further. So in a country music song, let's say you have two verses, okay? Each verse may be telling two completely different stories, but they both tie into the same chorus. So the chorus works for both stories. And oftentimes, if the two verses are just sort of continuations of each other and they actually do relate, so it's just like a continuation of the same story, then it's usually the interlude that swings the story in a different way, but it still ties back into the chorus. And it sort of just makes this full circle moment in the song, which is actually pretty damn cool. And it's really a beautiful way of writing, but that style of writing really brings the listener in for a journey, almost like listening to someone reading a book to you where you can picture everything being said. And when done right, you don't need a music video to get the song's point across. So, I've said this a couple of times on the pod, right? Well, I remember Bailey bringing up Simple Plan a while ago, and he brought up the point where he claimed they actually wrote a country song. Now, the song wasn't classified as an actual country song, but it had the makings of what some may call country rock, let's say. The song he was referring to was a song of theirs called Boom, and it's off their Taking One for the Team album. And Bailey was right. This song has all of the makings for a newer, maybe bro country song. It's rock, and it's got some really great metaphors that remind me of Taylor Swift's Our Song, which was an absolute smash in the country world when that came out back in 2009, I think it was. And it wouldn't surprise me one bit if Simple Plan were, when they were writing the lyrics to the song, if they were thinking of that very Taylor Swift song. But regardless of that, Simple Plan pretty much did what I'm kind of talking about here. They were at least on the right track of what I'm talking about, at least. I would have changed that second verse to explain why that boyfriend or girlfriend is their favorite song, their sing-along. Share an actual story or experience, right? If they did this, then this would be exactly what I'm talking about. Even in their song The Antidote, the guitar riff in that song is a country riff. It would fit nicely on any country rock song. I thought this immediately when hearing it for the first time, but I'd also say the same thing about this song. The first verse and chorus explain what the song is about. We don't need the second verse to do the same. Make the second verse be more specific and tell an actual story or share an actual experience that we can envision happening in our heads, right? Almost as if it were like a mini movie playing in our heads. That's how songs should be written, I think, at least. Now, we've had a band by the name of Young Culture on the podcast twice, okay? And I said, I think on both occasions, that I could see their music playing super well on country radio and in the country music world. And I think Alex, the lead singer, was a bit surprised or caught off guard by that opinion, but their music can really play nice anywhere, even though I'd say they are considered more of some form of pop punk in the scene we cover. But the fact that I could see their sound playing nice in both genres at the same time is important to the point I'm attempting to make here. So I'll continue. Now, another band that you may have heard of, about a month or so ago, State Champs, they came out with a song called Everybody But You. And I texted Bailey after this song came out, and I was like, Bailey, you remember how you said Simple Plan wrote a country song? I said, well, State Champs just did too. First of all, I want to add that this song by State Champs is super, super solid. It's probably one of the best songs they've ever written. Secondly, when listening to the lyrics of this song, I can totally picture this song as a country song sung by a female country artist. It would be some big female empowerment song all about taking back her independence, just being like, I don't need a man or a significant other. You're just bringing me down. Now I'm going to have a good time with everybody but you. I feel like this song would absolutely slap in the country world. In fact, I'd put money on it. So all of this got me thinking, right? Pop punk needs to invade the country music world. And because Simple Plan and State Champs are pretty much almost there, I feel like they'd be the perfect ones to sort of lead this direction. I mean, they are really almost there, so just go all in and go. And the best part about the idea of pop punk actually invading country music is that it actually could do just that, because country music would accept our pop punk sound. And I'm guessing maybe we would call it country punk, punk country, who knows? But hear me out. Let me give you a little brief history lesson, okay? So You may remember me saying before on this podcast that country music has accepted rap and rock music before. When I used to listen to country music in college, I came across this channel at the time called the Nashville Channel, and it was filled with underground country music, but most of it was from newer country artists who brought their own spin on country music. It was rap country, and then it was rock country. It was those two main influences, rock and rap, that were coming in, and you had different types of country songs. There was this one guy that stood out to me and my wife at the time. His name was Brantley Gilbert, okay? We loved his style of country because it was really just rock music with country style and storytelling type lyrics. It was mixing basically the best of both genres that I loved at the time, country and rock. Well, a year or so after listening to this guy, there was a big named country artist who ended up recording one of his songs. One was a rap song called Dirt Road Anthem. The other was called My Kind of Party. And that artist was Jason Aldean. Now, Jason Aldean, I remember, also released a song called She's Country, which is a great rock country song. Well, after that, country music ended up changing big time and for good. Now it's more pop driven with rock, rap, and pop sounding country songs across mainstream country radio. It's everywhere. And now when you think of country music, at least when I think of it in its current form, I don't think of the old legacy artists like Willie, Garth, Alan Jackson, and so on. But what I'm trying to say here is that country music is very accepting of different genres, and when other genres come into play, they oftentimes see great success. It's happened before, it will happen again. And I think those artists see great success because the people who listen to country music, they love rock music, and they don't just listen to one genre of country music. They listen to everything. And this is one of the main reasons why I think pop punk should invade the country music world. I really feel like there is a lot of potential for pop punk artists to unlock here, and potential for them to make much more money than they're making right now. They are already writing songs, so give your songs some legs and see where those songs go. Don't just let them only reside in the scene that they currently do. There's money to be made and another demographic of fans to attract. So all of this to say, imagine if pop punk would do the same and invade the country music world as rap and rock did 10 years ago. What could that do for our artists? I bet it would be life-changing, or at least eye-opening. I guarantee you that at least some of our artists would see success, financially speaking. And I often feel like pop punk artists just get pigeonholed, but I think they do that to themselves because they box themselves into one genre or one sound. And maybe that's sometimes the fans' fault too, because they all have opinions on whether something is pop punk or not. And maybe sometimes the artists try to please the fans a little too much and please the fans too often by not changing or evolving and ultimately just playing it safe and just keep making more of the same. I don't know. So we have an idea of what seeing success in another genre could do for pop punk artists. That is more money, more fans, the potential at least for more money, more fans. But what would that do for the pop punk genre as a whole? If you think we're seeing a resurgence of pop punk now, then you haven't seen anything yet. Pop punk has definitely seen its revival to a mass audience over the last couple of years, but it's still nothing like the popularity it saw in the early 2000s. We still have some work to do to get back there. But back then, it was one of the main sounds across MTV and radio. The reason pop punk is seeing this resurgence is because it's getting into more ears, because one of the main leaders of the revival is Machine Gun Kelly. Now, say what you will about MGK, but you can't deny that his decision to go pop punk catapulted the genre into being relevant again. But he was able to do that because he was already a pretty famous dude at that point, right? He already had a different demographic of fans, and he's constantly in the headlines. All of this equals interest, and when people are interested, they check out and listen to what you're doing. So he brought new ears and attracted a younger generation to a new pop punk bubble. And this younger generation and demographic can make things go viral, and I think that's just what happened. So what does this have to do with pop punk invading country music? Well, If pop punk can get into the ears regularly in the country music world, then they are getting into new ears, a new demographic, a new different demographic, another set of younger fans who can do exactly what MGK's demographic did for him. So the more pop punk, the better. The more ears it reaches, the better. Then pop punk has a chance to really hit its popularity peak again. However, it will be a different feel than it was back in the early 2000s because it wouldn't just be played on pop, rock, or alternative radio, but it could potentially be on country radio too, which means it would be everywhere. And that's the main point I'm trying to make here. And that should be the ultimate goal for pop punk. Or that should at least be the ultimate goal for pop punk artists. So, okay, let's recap real quick. So, State Champs released a song called Everybody But You that I can see being a country song sung by a female country artist. Simple Plan has the writing abilities to do the storytelling thing and popularity to make that transition as well. And I'm not saying a full-blown transition into country music, but more of a hybrid, something that can be played in both genres at the same time, okay? So, because of all of this had me thinking for the last couple of months that State Champs and Simple Plan would be the perfect bands for this sort of crossover or hybrid of pop punk and country music. And I think they would be the greatest ones to lead this idea. Now, the reason I really want to talk about this on today's episode and really make an episode of it is because something is happening that comes off as almost validation for what Bailey and I have been saying and what we've been thinking over the last few months, and basically for what I'm saying right now. Because guys, if you don't believe what we're saying and you don't think it will work, let me tell you something. State Champs just released their new album, Kings of the New Age, on May 12th. There is a song on that album called Act Like That that features country artist Mitchell Tenpenny. Now, this dude is a legit country songwriter and artist. He's had hits like Drunk Me, Truth About You, Anything She Says, and he did a country rap song with a country rapper named Colt Ford. So I think that shows off his versatility, and I'm sure he's got a ton of songwriting credits to go along with his name, but guys, I'm so happy to see that one of our great pop punk bands, like State Champs, is taking this step. They collabed with a country artist, and this song, Act Like That, totally has country music vibes from the lyrics and the music, but it's still very pop punk at the same time. That pop punk sound is not lost at all in the song whatsoever, but you still get country music vibes. Now, I will say that there isn't really a storytelling thing going on here, but more of what I would say new country or bro country styles of writing are doing, right? But it's still very much a new country music writing style, which I think works just as well as what I'm trying to make a point of. It's very descriptive lyrics, nothing too poetic, nothing too cheesy or cliche. It's just great writing. But this is what I'm talking about. State Champs nailed what I'm talking about here with their song Act Like That. And the best part is that there are more songs on this Kings of the New Age album that fall into this hybrid crossover type category that I'm talking about here. So there's just so many songs, and State Champs, they're positioned great for this idea that I'm putting forth. And Act Like That is really an amazing track, and it without a doubt could be this crossover hybrid thing that I'm talking about. And guys, I'm just going to say it, and I'm calling out State Champs' label. If Pure Noise doesn't try to push this song to country radio, they're making a huge mistake. And this would be a huge miss on their part and would be a disservice to them and State Champs. This song would kill on country radio. It would attract a new crowd, new fans, and open the doors to possibilities for the label and band. So, why should pop punk invade the country music world? Because there really is some untapped potential for new fans and more money here. Don't just let your music stay in pop punk. Let it run wild in other genres. Labels, pitch these songs to country music radio or pitch them to country labels. There's money to be made by you and your artists. Nowadays, to write a country song, it only comes down to lyrical content. If you've got a story to tell, and you do it in the way country songwriters do it, then your song can play in both genres. And I recommend pop punk artists start doing this, and if you're an artist that's coming up, you really should consider doing what we're talking about here. Heck, at the very least, the best part about this is if the pop punk bands position their songs well enough this way lyrically, they may not even need to be the ones who end up singing the song in the country music world. They could keep their song pop punk, but a country artist could take it and make it their own on country radio. I just think taking this lyrical writing approach really sets the song up for more potential and gives it more of a chance of success. And I should add, too, before moving on, that YouTuber Alex Melton, you have probably heard of him or come across his covers. He was also signed to Pure Noise Records recently. He'll sometimes take a pop punk song and give it a country music twist, totally reimagines the songs, and I think he calls it Y'alternative, but there is clearly an audience out there for pop punk country or country punk or whatever you want to call it. And if there's an audience for this type of thing, then it has to be tapped into and it at least has to be explored. So ultimately, what I think needs to happen here is this. Pop punk needs to invade the country music world because the audience is there for them. And to get there, all they need to do is change up their lyrical writing just slightly. And I also think that labels need to be a little more proactive and not just pitch these songs to alternative or rock radio, but pitch these songs everywhere, because at the very least, we all know pop punk just needs a chance on pop radio to really take off again. And I come across songs all of the time where I know they'd be huge if just given a couple of spins on top 40 radio. I think the same could be true for a lot of these pop punk songs, if given a try on country radio. They'll fit if the storytelling is there, because that's what the country music listener is expecting to hear. And bringing that bright sounding pop punk rock sound to a genre that's all about having a good time, it just seems like a absolute no-brainer to me. Ultimately, this would potentially give our pop punk artists more reach, more fans, more money, and hopefully, because of those three things, a much longer career. I think there is a space for pop punk in country music, and I'd like to see someone lead this charge, Simple Plan or State Champs. Now, I'll end with this. Look, I don't mean to toot my own horn here, but I was right back in 2019 when I said that pop punk was going to make a comeback because I saw the writing on the wall. I saw the patterns that were happening across radio. No one else was talking about pop punk coming back. I was right then, and guys, I'm telling you, I'm right now. But when it comes to the country side of things and that strategy that I'm recommending pop punk take, we now have State Champs trying this thing out. Simple Plan is almost there already. I'll even mention pop punkers Belmont. They released a song called Country Girl a month or so ago that is totally country through and through, and I'm not sure if it's a joke song or not because it's filled with a lot of cliche country terms, but it's a catchy as hell song, and it's essentially doing what we're talking about today, but all it takes is someone to give it a try and make it happen before others start doing the same. And I think that's where we are now. If this continues or starts to happen, it will start this snowball effect. And the more artists that do it, the more it catches on. So pop punkers, pay attention. Let's see what happens. I love what the artists we mentioned today are doing. I just want to see them take it a bit further, as I see it being a win-win-win for artists, fans, and labels, financially and when it comes to longevity. So to do this right and to play to both scenes, you have to be somewhere in the middle when it comes to the lyrics. Pop punk and emo kids don't want to hear about stables and horses, but pop punk, emo, and country audiences all love stories. It's a simple concept lyrically, and it's something that is probably harder to pull off than most people think, but it's just a different way of songwriting that I think can work in any genre, and I guarantee it will work for pop punk and country music. But this would clearly take a team effort to get done, as it falls on the labels to really help push this idea and market these songs the way they should be, and artists should start branching out and reaching out to other songwriters, country songwriters, get them involved in songwriting sessions and kind of see where this thing goes. Try different things. That's what this whole thing is all about. Try new things, see where it goes, because you can't box yourself in like you've been doing the last 20 years. And again, I think there is a ton of potential for this. Now, is there anything wrong with pop punk lyrics now? Absolutely not. This is just an idea to think outside the box and help bring pop punk back to where it was in the early 2000s. Or maybe even bigger than we can ever imagine. All right, guys, that'll do it for this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you're really digging our show, please consider helping us spread the word and leaving us a review in Apple Podcasts and or on Spotify. A 5-star review would be greatly appreciated. And please let us know what you're liking most about this show and also what you'd like to hear more of. So with that, thanks again. And remember, spread love.